Man, I'll tell you what a weekend of ministry, man. It's been awesome. Praise God. Watch all these young people just having a good time. You know what? It's important. You know what? We place the Word of God in the hearts of these young people. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to tell you what, you know, we can't hold them. We can't keep them. How many know that? How many know the heritage of the Lord belongs to Him? The children are His children. Amen? And you know, sometimes we think that they're our children, but they're not our children. They're His children. Those are His kids. Hallelujah. And so we need to invest time and energy and all that we can to get that Word of God into their hearts in whatever way we can. And yeah, we might act silly. We might, you know what? I'm glad most of you weren't here to see me squirting kids all day long. Hallelujah. They made a mistake and gave me a big squirt gun. Made big mistake. How many say amen? Come on, big mistake. Because I like getting in on the fun. Amen. I like getting there with those kids, man, and getting them. Man, there was a... They got around me and almost knocked me down. They were all really, just literally almost knocked me down. And it's, man, it's crazy. It's just, you know what? God's kids, they are important. Man, you know what? We got to pour into them. Amen? Hallelujah. Every minute of the day, we can, man. The Word of God told when you get up, when you go to bed, amen, to be pouring into these kids. Hallelujah. And that's what we want to do. I want to take every opportunity, and I thank everybody that worked. It was so fun to watch this body just minister to all the kids. It's just crazy. I loved it. Amen. Praise God. I'm ready to do it again, Diana, next week, right? Come on. Yes, no. Praise God. Hallelujah. It was a kind of a space theme. There was a rocket ship over here. You see the rocket ship. And there were some real neat foam pads on the seats over there. It looked like kickback, sit in your rocket kind of chair, man. Really cool, man. You notice the hole in the wall. Get out of the way so folks can see. There's a hole in the wall up there. It was just a picture. It looks cool, right? So it was a damaged spaceship. Got hit. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So trying to stay along with the theme, I said, man, I want to kind of go along with the theme of this thing. And so, Lord, I don't know. So I took out the movie Apollo 13. How many of you guys like Apollo 13? Well, we're going to preach out of Apollo 13 this morning. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, man. Hallelujah. I'll just talk to you about projection. And, you know, space rockets that fire from NASA can't get anywhere unless it's been planned and there's purpose and everything in it. And when they fire that rocket, then the only thing we're going to get there is a projection of all those scientists that think this is what it needs to get out of the Earth's atmosphere. This is what it needs to get its way onto the moon and its way back and the precise place where it's going to land in the ocean. It's all projected. Amen? You know what I'm saying? How many know that God has your life projected this morning? God has a plan for you. It's been projected. It's going to take, God's going to take you where you need to go. Amen? All we got to do is yield to that. All we got to do is yield to what God is trying to say to us. And the more we learn to yield to that, you're going to find that God really takes us, He really begins to position you in those places where you need to be for His kingdom and for His glory. Amen? Hallelujah. Folks, it's not about us. Amen? It's not about us. It's about Jesus Christ and what He's doing in the kingdom of God. But the funny thing about it, when He comes into your life, it's not about us, but He makes it about us. He says, let me show you what your life is supposed to be like in My kingdom. Amen? And that's what makes it so exciting, because when you begin to see your life in His kingdom, hallelujah, it is about us. It's about who we are on this world today. Touching the lost, ministering to little kids, amen. Ministering to one another, loving one another, and being the light of the gospel in a place that's really getting dark. How many knows what I'm talking about? You know, the light, I mean, folks, the darker it gets, the brighter the light's going to shine. So come on, man. Hallelujah. God has a purpose and a plan, and we're going to talk about that this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you will, let's open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 11. Man, you need to find a chair up there, bro. You can? You want to keep playing? Glory to God. Father, we thank you this morning. Such a privilege to be in your house. Such a privilege, Father, to be able to get up, to come to church, and be with brothers and sisters in Christ. Such a privilege, Lord. God, I ask you this morning, Father, that you speak to our hearts, Lord. That you, by your Spirit, Father, would speak to us in a new and living way, in something that we haven't seen before, something we hadn't heard before, but we know that you're speaking to us personally. Lord, we love you. We thank you for what you've done on the cross for us. Let us be who you've called us to be. Let us be, Lord. Hallelujah. Your word in the earth. And you agree, say amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 11. I'm going to start at verse 27 and read into chapter 12. I'm going to stop at verse 5. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begat Lot. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity in Ur of the Chaldees. And Abraham and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai. And the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran. The father of Milcah, the father of Iscah. Sorry. And Sarai was barren. She had no child. And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife. And they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came to Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Now when the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of the country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and curse them that curse you. And in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed, as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and unto the land of Canaan they came. Amen. And we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hallelujah. Ooh, I feel the Holy Spirit in here this morning. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 11, I'm going to just read verse 1, and then I was going to skip over to verses 8 through 10. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Amen? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. And then verse 8 says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out of into the place which he should after receive for an inheritance, look at that word. What does it say? Obeyed. Amen? Come on, man. How many like that word? Obey. Obey. Praise God. And he went out not knowing where he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. How many of you are looking for a city? Come on, man. I'm looking for a city. Hallelujah. Whose maker and builder is God. Amen. Hallelujah. Abram went from left Haran, his was it Haran? They had gone to Haran, and his father died. They were on their way to Canaan. Their father, Abram's father, had intended to go into Canaan, but he stopped. And when he stopped in Haran, he gained some stuff and just kind of settled in there. How many know that? And then from there, that's when the Lord said, Abraham, I want you to go into Canaan. I want to send you to a place that I will tell you about. How many like that? How would you like that instruction? God said, I want you to go. And while you're going, I'll tell you about it. Well, where am I going? Is that right? Well, I want to know now, Lord. How many know we want to know now? He said, just go. And while you're going, I'll tell you about it. Okay, that's okay. The reason this is like this, and I like this, the way it's worded in here, is because God really does have a plan. He really does have a plan to every one of us. He really, really does. And he knows what his plan is for you. Amen? It's our deal to find out what that plan is. Amen? How many know that? I mean, I know it's time to seek God and find out. Say, God, what's your plan for me? Hallelujah. I taught a lot of young people and had gone through my youth group when I was in another church. And one of the things they used to tell me, I said, look, you need to start asking God now, right now. What do you want me to do, God? Maybe it's a doctor. Maybe it's a lawyer. I mean, God, what do you want me to do? What is it? Because how many of you know there's a lot of kids that get into college, number one, and say, hey, I'm changing my major. Sorry, man. I didn't mean. You know, how many of you know that? Kids do that. I mean, they get into college because they don't know what they're supposed to be doing. So they say, I'm going to change my major. How many of you know that sometimes they'll change it two or three times? Is that right? It's important that young people early on find God. And then say, hey, God, what do you want me to do? Amen? Come on, man. Hallelujah. God does have a plan. He knows what he has for us if we will just listen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there was a projection going on. God was set Abraham out. I'm projecting you into a blessing. Is that right? He sent him to a place of blessing. That's where you're saying. He said, that's where you're going to be blessed. If you stay here, you're not going to be blessed. He didn't really say that in the scriptures, but that's what it's, basically that's what he's saying. You go, and when Abraham heard what I like about it, he left. He said, I'm obeying God. How many like to obey God? Come on, man. How many know sometimes it's hard to obey God? How many go, come on, man. So how many say, oh, no, that's not me. I can't do that. You know, but God would say, yeah, you can. You can do it. Amen? Obey God. Hallelujah. And move into that thing and start moving forward. Hallelujah. Forward momentum, is that right? How many like forward momentum? We talked about, you know, movement isn't valuable. How many know that? A rocking chair is rocking, but there's no forward momentum, is that right? There's nothing going forward. It's just movement. And we're not into movement here. How many know that? I'm not in a movement. I am in a forward momentum of the kingdom of God coming into the earth. How many know that's cool? Hallelujah. His kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to do this. Amen. Say, how many of you are in for that? Man, I'm in. Come on, man. Hallelujah. The word of God said, Webster's Dictionary, not the word of God. Pretty close. No, I'm just kidding. Webster's Dictionary says projection. A prediction or estimation of something in the future, cool, based on current information or, what's that word?
Data.
Data. I don't know if say data or data, so I'm going to ask you. Based on current information. How many like that? That's Webster's. That's what projection is. It's a prediction or estimation of something in the future based on current information. I like that word, current. It's information right now. Okay, so we'll talk about that a little bit. Apollo 13. I like that show. I like that movie. It's a great movie. Tom Hanks. How many of you guys like Tom Hanks? He's good in a lot of movies. Some not so good, but that's okay. That's just the way those guys are. Amen? Hallelujah. Tom Hanks, to me, he's kind of an amazing actor. Man, I watched for his facial movements and how he does things. And it's just incredible the way he acts. Hallelujah. He's a great actor. But in Apollo 13, they get into a spaceship and they fire it off. And he's having all these dreams. His wife is having dreams. And they're people are talking to him, hey, this is number 13, you know, unlucky number, you know, whatever, man. It's too bad he wasn't a man of God, amen. Hey, praise God, you know. Hey, 13, man, come on, bring it on, whatever, man. But so they're talking about the flight and they're talking about having problems, and they have one problem, and then he tells his crew, he says, okay, we've just experienced our glitch or whatever. But things happen. The thing kind of explodes. A true story about Apollo 13. And once the projection changed, once the whole mission was foiled, they had a whole team of scientists down there on the Earth figuring out how they were going to get these guys back. And they ran into all these problems, and every problem that they had, they went through one at a time, step by step. There was one where their filters were failing, and they had to get square filters into the round holes for the filters. So they brought in a bunch of, this is what we have on the spacecraft. This is, that's all they could use, what they had on the spacecraft. And they built this filter tube to help them filter the carbon dioxide out of the spacecraft so they can breathe clean oxygen. It's just a cool story, but it was all with step-by-step predictions and estimations. We got to get them this far. They've got to turn off their electricity. How many remember? I mean, you've seen the movie. They got to turn off the electricity in order to power down so that they'd have electricity to power the machine back up so they can come in and re-enter, to have the computer on so they could see what they were doing. It's really a neat story. I love it. And I'm going to watch it again probably tonight just going over it. No, I'm just kidding. But what I like about it is the step-by-step. As they were hitting these problems. And I want to just put up this scripture here. Psalm 37, verse 23 says this, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And in this movie, they were having all these problems, and they were going, taking things step by step. And how many of you know that's the way we have to take our lives? Our lives are step by step. Amen? You have to move step by step. You can't go any faster. I wish you could just say, well, I'm gonna be a dentist, and all of a sudden you're a dentist or whatever, you know. But you're gonna have to go step by step. Is that right? Is that correct? That's just the way life is. We have to go at life step by step. So every step, whether you believe it or not, the Word of God says it this way, that every step for you is ordered by the Lord. Do you know that? The Word of God says in another place, Romans chapter 8, it says all things. It says this. All things work together for good to those that love God. Is that right? Folks, I'm going to tell you, this is a perspective that we have to maintain in our lives. Everything that's happening to us has to be with the perspective that all things work together for good. That every step is ordered by the Lord. That whatever we're going through, it's God taking us through it. Amen? Is that right? You have a faithful God. And He will take you through all these things. Sometimes, how many of you know there's a lot of times that it hurts? Come on, man. It hurts, God. I can't go through this. No way. I'm not gonna survive. God says, just have it hold. Trust me. Amen? Hallelujah. God loves you. And He is for you. He's not against you. But step by step, we're going to walk this thing. Amen? He's going to take you to where He wants, to His projection for you. Is that right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews 11:1, once again, when it's written, faith is the substance of things hoped for, right? And it's evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. How many of you know it's important for you to have it before you go for it? Is that right? Do you know what I'm saying? You've got to possess it before you have to. What God wants to give you, you've got to take by faith. Is that right? Is that okay? It's absolutely, I mean, it's so important to you that what you see that God wants to give you, you take it and you grab it and you say, that's mine. Everybody say, that's mine. That's mine. That's mine. I see. The word of God says, by his stripes you've been healed. The Bible says, that's mine. You've got to take what God has told you about who you are. Amen? Hallelujah. Because he is projecting you somewhere. And you know what? Somewhere along the line, you'll begin to see where he's taking you. You'll begin to get that vision. You'll begin to say, I see what you got. How many of you know that vision is important? The word of God says, without vision, people what? Perish. How, is that right? Without vision, people perish. If there's no vision in this church, I'm going to say it dry up quicker and slam the doors and burn the building. Amen? But the word of God says that without vision, folks, you know, we got to have vision in this house. When those ladies got together and said, we're going to do this for the kids, we're going to put a little space thing over here. We're gonna buy all this stuff, man. See all the planets hanging up here in the stars. Hallelujah. There had to be a vision in order for it to happen. Is that right? That's how it has to happen in all of our lives. I mean, just cooking something, ladies, amen, takes vision. Is that right? What goes with what? What tastes well with hallelujah. If you want me to cook you a gourmet, it ain't gonna happen. Amen? Because it takes some kind of vision, and I don't have vision for gourmet meals. Is that right? Is that okay? So everything we do takes vision. Having this house takes vision. The direction we're going takes vision. But it can't be your, it has to be the vision that he's implanted in you. Is that right? It has to be implanted by him. If it's not implanted by him, it's just an idea. It's just an idea. We all have ideas, but are those ideas, are they anointed by God to do what we're supposed to be doing, do what we're called to do? Are those ideas birthed in a spirit that's saying, God, you got to show me what you want so that I can walk it out. Amen? Hallelujah. Hey, Abraham, come on, man. Didn't know where he was going. Can you imagine his family? Where are you going, Dad? Don't know. Is this the right way? I don't know. God will tell us. I mean, you know, people go, oh yeah, sure, God. Hey, man, God does lead us. He does guide us. Amen? Hallelujah. Abraham was going through that. He said, I don't know what we're going, but I know God said for me to get out of here and head for that. So that's where we're going. I've been projected to that place. This is where God has sent me. You know, we could not get to the moon without projections. You know that? There's no way. It just doesn't happen. There has to be a plan in the heart of that person. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk. I'm going to ask you this question. What are you projecting for your life? Listen. What are you projecting for your life? What is it that you're saying about yourself that you're projecting? God wants us to understand how important it is for us to speak things in our lives to see the result down the road. Is that right? We're creative by the words that he's given us. We're very creative in that. We can be very destructive in that too. How many know that? Oh, man. I'm just no good. Come on, man. I'm just a sinner. No, you're not. Jesus said he paid a price for you. He washed you with his blood. Come on, man. So we can agree in that, but you know what? We have to agree in everything that God tells us. And folks, that's why it's so important that you stay in the Word of God. Don't listen to me. I mean, listen to me, but don't listen to me. Seriously, man. Because I am responsible for what I say. I am not responsible but with what you do with it. Do you know that? Your soul is in your hand. I'm going to say that forever. Your soul is in your hand. What you hear, you're responsible for it. Nobody else is. It's you. How do you take it? And I'm going to say this. All of the Word of God is good. Amen. It's all good. It's all good seed. And seed produces. Amen? We know that. Hallelujah. It's designed. God has got, it's designed to take you somewhere, to take you from here to over there, to take you from hurting to rejoicing. Amen? To take you from pain to peace. Amen. To take you from hate to love. Amen? Yeah. Come on, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we run into things that are just, unexpected. Amen. How many of you ever had something happen that was so unexpected that you didn't think you'd get out of it? All right. One day, talk about unexpected. One day we were at, it was Phoenix First Assembly, and they've got this beautiful youth center and these huge plate glass front doors and stuff. And I had gone inside, and I was walking around in there, and then they had put some tables outside there. The ladies were putting up tables, and they had all these papers and stuff, lined up. And I come out, and I'm walking in the foyer there, and I look. I say, hey, I'm gonna go check out those tables. And as I'm walking, bam! Ran into a glass wall, man. And the ladies on the other side, I could tell they wanted to laugh. I know it. You know, how many of you laugh? Amen. I could tell. My glasses were all, come on. Unexpected. Let me tell you, that was unexpected. And I went to the restroom. I turned around, went to the restroom, come back out, and somebody had run over there and pasted a bunch of flowers and stuff all over there. And right in the middle, I could see where I got kind of an oily complexion. I could see my smear. Praise God. Unexpected event. Amen? Sometimes, folks, we just have unexpected events. But the fact of the matter is that unexpected event, God knew I was going to walk into that big glass. Watch this, boys. Get ready. There he goes. Now, the angels are there. Right, praise God. Well, folks, we all have unexpected events. We all do. But God will get you through every one of them. You can call me. Praise God. But what you really need to know and understand is that God will get you through all those events. Hallelujah. You can call your brothers and sisters. But you got to know that God will get you through all those events. So really, when the events happen, call on God. God, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you. I like saying that because it rhymes and because it makes so much sense to me. God, I don't know what to do, but my eyes, they're on you. I'm looking at you, God. I don't know what to say. Don't even know how to step right now. But you say that my steps are ordered by you. So Lord, I trust you and I know you're going to take me through this. Amen? Come on, man. Hallelujah. Jesus. First Corinthians 10:11, the Word of God. Let me just say this to you. Now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world have come. This thing that Abraham's going through, where he's walking, all these things are written for us. Do we realize that Abraham didn't have a Bible? That he didn't have Psalms and Proverbs to check out every day? All he had was a voice that would speak to his heart and would say, I want you to go. And he obeyed. That's all he had. And we have been blessed with the Word of God to help us through. God has seen fit to give us the Word of God. Why would we even ignore it? Why would we pass a day without going to the Scriptures and finding some sort of strength, some sort of word of caution from the Lord? Amen. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. These things were written for our admonition. I'm going to show you in the Scripture. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Hallelujah. For whatsoever things were written before time were written for our learning, that we through what? Patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. See, we're living in a world that doesn't have a lot of hope because they don't know what to hope in. Is that right? But these Scriptures, the Word of God that we hold, if we will go to God with the Word of God and say, God, I just give me something. Just speak to me, Lord. Talk to me out of your Word. He begins to speak, and you begin to take hold of things, and He gives you strength and comfort. Amen? How many of you know it's so comforting to hear God speak to you? How many of you realize, you know, the Word of God talks about streets of gold, amen? In heaven, there are streets of gold, is that right? Is that right? Do you know that we're walking right now on streets of gold? Do you, listen to me. You might say, hey man, it's pavement, man. Black tar and rocks, man, that's all we got. No, man. Just say that we are walking on streets of gold. I would have the things that we go through, our walk, our step, every time God speaks to us and shows us something, it's a golden nugget. Amen? Do you guys know what I'm saying? The gold, that value of heaven comes into your heart and say, man, my street is paved with gold. My walk is paved with the gold that God has placed in front of me. Amen? God takes you through that stuff. It's gold. I'd rather have that. I'd rather have that gold, like the gold that comes from God, than anything. Amen. There's nothing to compare it to. Whew. Hallelujah. These Scriptures have been written to us. Hallelujah. So what are you projecting for your life? Matthew chapter 12, verses 34 through 37 has got quite a statement to us. What are you projecting for your life? Oh, generation of vipers. Now, he's not talking to you. Come on, man. Everybody go, shh. Yeah. No? Okay. Oh, generation of vipers. He's actually talking to the Pharisees. Oh, generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, brings forth good things. Do you see that? A good man out of the good treasure of your heart. That's why it's so important to place the Word of God within you. Because out of that good treasure, the things you begin to speak, it says, the Word of God says, they're going to come forth. An evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. Now, unless you can't talk, you're going to be bringing forth one or the other. Is that right? It's either good or it's either bad. Is that right, Brother Gary? Come on, man. You're either going to be bringing forth one or the other. Hallelujah. But I say to you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words thou shalt be justified, and by your words you shall be what? So what you speak is important. Is that right? Is Jesus telling us that? Is it not just some prophet? No. This is Jesus himself saying these are the things that happen. How important you say the things that you say, how important are they? Extremely important for you. Because they will take you somewhere. They're going to lead you somewhere. Hallelujah. The Word of God is pure and it's perfect. God is perfect. And His Word, oh, come on, man. The Word of God says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is the Word of God. And that Word is perfect to you. If you begin to use that Word, you watch what happens. It will change your course. It will bring your course into focus, if you will. You will see things that you hadn't seen before if you consistently stay before the Lord your God. Amen? Hallelujah. I just want you to know that. Hallelujah. So, take a step toward your projection. Abraham left his city not knowing where he was going, but he stepped out. You got to just start moving. How do you start moving? Start moving with your mouth. Allow what you see in the Word of God concerning you, just begin to speak it. Amen? Hallelujah. Begin to speak what God is saying about you. Hallelujah. Forget about everybody else. Amen? Come on. Just forget about everybody else. But what is He saying to you? Oh, brother. Oh, brother. God wants me to know, man, you know what? You need to quit cutting your hair so short now. But forget about everybody else. But focus on God for what He's saying to you. Amen? Because if you begin to focus on what He's saying to you, and you begin to obey as Abraham obeyed, then you're going to start seeing things begin to happen. You're going to see a change begin to go. You're going to see some things begin to manifest themselves for you and not against you. Amen? Hallelujah. Psalm 103, verses 3, 4, and 5. Now, I want to just start placing some things, just giving you some things. A lot of you know these things, but I just want to just dig it up again. Till the land, is that right? Let's till the land a little bit this morning, myself included. The Word of God calls this the benefits of the Lord. And it says, who forgives all your iniquities. How many know you're forgiven? Yeah. Who heals all your diseases. How many of you know that's true? Yeah. Listen, I'm going to tell you, you got to know this is true. He has healed all your diseases. Some folks might say, hey, man, Brother Henry, I mean, you don't go down to the office. You know what? To me, bring you folks in here and pray for you and get you so you don't have to be in the hospital. Amen? That way I'm not spending my time in the hospital. Amen? Oh, listen, I'll go to the hospital. I'll go and I'll pray for folks and I'll lay hands on them. But I'm going to tell you something. The body of Christ needs to know that you're healed. Period. Period. Hallelujah. And you need to let your body know that you're healed. Amen. Come on. You got to speak it to yourself sometimes. Remember I was just saying, hey, let's you focus on you and say, hey, this is what God's Word says. Who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction. Amen? Come on, man. Got termites? Use it. You guys can't eat here no more. Out. Hallelujah. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. Hey, God's not mad at you. Amen. He loves you and He's merciful to you. And He cares about you and He cares about what's going on. Hallelujah. And then it says this, who satisfies your mouth with good things. And I really like this one. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Okay. I'm telling you something. Strength is important for the walk, amen, for the step. You got to have some strength. And He says right here, your youth will be renewed as the eagles. Come on, man. Is that right, Larry? Come on, brother. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joshua 24:15. Does anybody know the scripture without it popping up? As for me. Come on. If it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, choose you this day who you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. Joshua said, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Folks, do you see this? Do you see the projection that can happen if you would just say, hey, me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Yeah, well, my daughter's not serving God. Well, yeah, but for me and my house, we're serving the Lord. That my daughter is part of my house and she's going to serve the Lord. Whether it looks like it or whether it doesn't, she will serve the Lord. My son will know God because as for me and my house, we're going to serve God. Hallelujah. We're going to take Him at His word and not let anything change our mind. Amen. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh, that one gets me excited. Isaiah 54:13 again. Hallelujah. 54:13. Isaiah 54. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of your children. Great peace, says the Lord. Hallelujah. I look at my grandson and my granddaughter, and I can look out there at the world and see what's going on and all the trouble and turmoil. Is that right? And I can get a little nervous, But I can say, no, great peace. My children will have great peace. My grandchildren will have great peace. Hallelujah. I speak it to them even now. Hallelujah. I love stopping these little guys, little ladies. Stopped one yesterday, a couple of them yesterday. I said, hey, man, are you a man of God? He goes, yeah. I said, well, I want to hear you say it. I'm a man of God. Hey, I'm a little old, man. I can't hear you. I'm a man of God. I can't hear you. I'm a man of God. Yes, you are. Don't yell at me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, folks, I'm going to tell you something. If we can get them to speak those, it's important what we say. It's important. Hallelujah. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power and to tread on serpents and scorpions. How do you like snakes and scorpions? It's okay, Lord. I don't need those. And over all power of the enemy. Yeah, come on. And then it says, and nothing by shall any means what? Does it say that or not? Can you be confident in what God is saying to you right there?
Yes.
Nothing. Jesus was saying that. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Is that good? Say that. Say that to yourself. You know what? Nothing's going to hurt me. Hallelujah. I'm unhurtable. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalm 91:10. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. Anybody in for that? Come on. No plague come nigh your dwelling. When you begin to say these things, you know what? When you begin to say these things and believe these things, you project your life into that. Project your life, project your life, project your life. And before you know it, you're walking in it. Amen? Hallelujah. Because God does not mess around. He's not playing. He's not playing with us about His Word. He's saying, take my Word. Take it. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Is that correct?
Yes.
We are. We are. That's in my life. And I won't have anything about it. I won't say anything. I mean, I won't look at it any other ways. Folks. No, I probably better not say that, but people tell me, you need to go down to the doctor and get yourself checked. I go to my doctor every day. He is my physician. He's my Lord. And he says, by his stripes, I've been healed. Why should I have some other guy come and take a look at me and say, hey, man, you got a bad eye, bro. I already know. Come on. Oh, man, hallelujah. I need to trust God, and him only will I trust. Hallelujah. And he will bring all these things because it's his word. And he says, nobody will be ashamed that believes in me. That's what he says. He says that to us. You won't be ashamed for believing God. You won't be ashamed. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and what? A sound mind. You're not going crazy. You're not, you don't have Alzheimer's. You don't have touch of Alzheimer's. No, it's not happening. You have a sound mind because the fact of the matter is, it's not your mind, it's the mind of Christ that's in you. Hallelujah. And how can that be Alzheimer's? No way. How can that be forgetful? I was telling a brother this morning, Dave, we all forget. Amen? Hallelujah. And it's not brought on by age. Come on, man. I remember this young man right here. Dad, take him to school. Dad, I forgot my books. Dad, I forgot my tennis. My daughter. I should throw her in there too. Huh? Yeah, come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 103, verse 5. you guys know I like this verse, don't you? Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed as a eagle. Everybody say, come on, man. Come on, that's exactly right. But I'm going to tell you something. But see, here we are, we've been talking about ourselves, right? And sometimes it's, but folks, we got a world to meet out there. We got a world to step into, amen? We leave this place, we can talk about God's word all we want. We can just get all fuzzy and happy and everything. But when we go through those doors right there, we're back in the world. And folks, hallelujah, everything that you got in here, man, you're going to forget. I don't think so. No way. Praying that you don't forget. Hallelujah. But that, how many of you know that there's, how many, you know that you hear by your spirit the spiritual things?
Yeah.
And that you hear by your ear the natural things. Is that, how many of you know that? So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about this. You're going to hear it. There's two ways of hearing. Is that right? So you're in the house of God. You're in the atmosphere of the Spirit of God. So you're hearing things of the Spirit of God by the Spirit of God. But when you leave, you go have lunch and you're looking at a menu and then somebody asks you, hey, what did Pastor talk about? And you're going to say, how many of you have ever done that? It's not that you forget, it's just that the mind of the Spirit is so contrary, is so different than the mind, than the natural mind. So you're hearing by your Spirit. Hallelujah. So it's important to take notes. Amen. It's important. Hallelujah. But when we get out in the world, we act a little different sometimes. But how many of you know God wants us to take this, what we're getting, we want to go out into the world. Hallelujah. But let me share with you just a little bit, because this is what I am saying over this city. Okay? I believe that this city has been given to us. But we have to take it. And the Word of God says the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. We have to force our way in and grab what God has given us and take it and go out. And folks, I'll tell you, because it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by His Spirit. So the only way we're going to touch this generation, is the only way we're going to touch those out there is by His Spirit. Hallelujah. And the world... I mean, I like to walk. I walk. And I pray over the city. I mean, I'm not just out walking to wave at people. Hi, it's hot. Let me tell you, when I saw Jasmine yesterday, they were out there cooking pizzas in the heat. No, it was yesterday or was it the day before?
Day before.
Both days, but yeah. But I walked up, I said, hey, hi, Jasmine. She looked at me, she goes, hot. Didn't say hi. All she said was, hot. Folks, I like to walk, and I don't walk for exercise. I don't walk because, hey, I just like to wave at cars going by, like I said. That's not what I'm doing. I walk because I'm obeying, because God has said, walk. And I said, I'll walk. Go here. I'll go there. Go over there. I'll go over there. That's what God has sent him. But let me just tell you, this is the direction. This is, what I'm about to read you is the projection that I'm seeing for this city. Isaiah 9:6. And some of these scriptures, I got to tell you right now, some of these scriptures are, I didn't give the scriptures to them, so you're not going to see them on the board. Okay? So these are some of these scriptures, just pieces and portions of scriptures that go through my heart and my mind while I'm walking. So this is what Isaiah 9:6, it says this. It says, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Amen. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Hallelujah. Isaiah 41:17 says, when the poor and the needy seek water. Folks, we're in this city to seek after the poor and the needy. How many of you know that? That's why we got things like Care Portal. That's why we have Diane with making food for the hungry and for taking food to people that need it. We go down to the mission on Thursdays. We got to go to mission this Thursday, by the way. Hallelujah. We go down to the mission down there to help them feed the homeless. When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue fails for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. Do you hear that? I, the Lord, will hear them, and I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the high places and fountains in the midst of the green valleys of the Sawaritas. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. When he opens rivers, listen, and when he feeds people, folks, he uses the body of Christ. Do you know that? It's us he's talking about. I will open those things for you. I will open. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. How many of you know that God has, when I came, God asked me to prophesy over this building, and he said, prophesy over the building. And I said, okay. Boards were on the board. There was boards on the doors. Didn't even know if we were going to get in this building, but it had something within me. Said, yeah, come on. Lord, okay, I'll prophesy. What do you want me to say? I don't know what to say. And out of my mouth came this, open up, O ye gates. Open up, O ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory will come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, mighty in battle. Hallelujah. And then he said this. He said, out of thee, O house of God, shall flow rivers of living water. Out of thee, O house of God, shall flow the people of God, taking the waters of life to the city and to the nations. Hallelujah. God is speaking over us. Hallelujah. Whew. Isaiah 49:8. In an acceptable time, I have heard you. Been talking about time. How many know now is the time? Now is the time. You're here because he said, I need you now. I don't need you in 1960. He didn't need you in 1953. What year were you born? 1958, God said, I need Rick Ibarra to be born in 1958 so he can fulfill his purpose and my purpose in the earth. Hallelujah. Come on, man. In an acceptable time, I have heard you to establish the earth and to cause you to inherit the desolate heritages. Folks, there are things out there that have been desolate that God has given mankind, but we haven't been able to look at it and see it because we've been distracted with the things going on around us, been distracted by the sin, being distracted by what people tell us, being distracted by everything but what God has to say to us. We've been distracted. And God said, I've got heritages, things that I want to give you, that I'll give you. The desolate things, the things that people haven't thought of. Oh, man. Hallelujah. For you shall break forth on the right hand and on the left. This is Isaiah 54, verse 3. You shall break forth on the right hand and on the left, and your seed shall inherit the Gentiles. And make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. When God looks at his city, he looks at the inhabitants. And the inhabited, those are the Gentiles that don't know him. But he's saying, I'm giving you those cities. I will open these cities up to you. How many know that? Can I tell you this? It costs money. Money. It costs money. To move, to do things, it costs us a little bit of things to buy these little whatever balloons they are. It costs. Everything today costs something. And God says, I will move the Gentiles into a heart of love and all those finances. Look, I'm not after money. I'm after ways to fish for men. How many know that? My desire, listen, my purpose and my passion is to see every one of you fulfill what God has for you. That you understand and know that it is him talking to you. That you understand and know that you are on your path. You are on that direction that he's placed for you. That's my passion. Oh, glory to God. And they that be of thee shall build the old waste places. How many know out there's a bunch of waste places? It's just all waste out there. But God says, I'm going to build those waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and the Lord shall guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail, folks. We are the water of life to this community. You know that. Hallelujah. Those are my thoughts. Those are what God's saying. Those are pieces of direction that God is saying for this house. That we water the lost. That we bring the lost in. We feed them. We water them. We love them. No matter what they're doing. No matter what they look like. Just give them a touch and a taste of God. Hallelujah. Because when you get a touch and a taste of God, how many of you know? You want more. It's not enough. I want some more of that. Give me more of that, God. Give me some more of that, Lord. Hallelujah. For this reason, hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to stand. Glory to God. For this reason, hallelujah. As I'm walking and I'm talking about my city, talking about, you know, hallelujah. Talking about what I feel God wants to do in the city, conversing with God. Hallelujah. When he told me, he says, hey, 14.2. I didn't get what he was saying. I say, Lord, what are you saying, 14.2? I don't know what you mean. So I'm looking in my Bible for scriptures, and I'm saying, God, what are you saying, 14.2? What chapter? What book? I don't know what you're saying to me, 14.2. Okay, forget it, God. I don't know what you're saying. Walking around, man, got over by the corner over here, and there's a sign on the corner there, and it says for sale, 14.2 acres. Yes. That's what you want, God? Is that what you're asking? That's what you're telling me? God, I'll believe that. Absolutely. God, I believe you're going to give us this 14. You're going to not only give us a building, you're going to give us the 14.2 acres. Yes. Because it's for the gospel's sake, so that every... Hallelujah. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord, folks. That's who the ruler is. That's the governor of our nation. It's Jesus. Hallelujah. Whoo, hallelujah. And he is such a loving, loving God. Amen. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, I thank you this morning.